Hello again, Mike Shope and the Bulldog. We're at Roswell Park today. Hockey fights cancer. November 1st, Sabres, Friday night, home to the Islanders. And Roswell is participating in promoting that. You can buy tickets to the game through their site. Also, we had roswellpark.com/Eddie as we chatted with a PA here earlier today and focused on that. So it is a moving right.
That's a mobile kind of lung cancer screening vehicle that they are all – Jamestown, North Niagara Falls, all around. Cattaraugus County, they've gotten out.
Week 8 is complete with the Steelers win over the Giants last night on the West Her Hotline Now, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May yo game day be delicious. Ross, how was Cleveland?
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that was fantastic. That game was phenomenal. You know, I guess the good and the bad is that the bad is there were other games where a lot of stuff was going on at the same time. So, it was good if you were sitting home watching the Red Zone. But for me, I was just locked in on our game, but I loved everything about it. I mean, I believe in and love any given Sunday and the idea that any team can win. And we saw that, obviously, on multiple occasions on Sunday. And, you know, Browns fans have not had very much to cheer about at all. So I was very happy for those folks that they got to have a day, man. And you guys will appreciate this, and everybody listening will as much as anybody else. You know, their longtime radio voice, at least ever since they came back in 99.
Yep.
Jim Donovan passed away the day before. So you think about, like, Van Miller or people. I mean, it means a lot to a lot of people. And so it was just everything, right? Like, no more Deshaun Watson, first home win this year, beating the former Browns who left to go to Baltimore, you know, the day after Jim Donovan passed in dramatic fashion. The Browns had lost 5 in a row. The Ravens had won 5 in a row. It was awesome. It was absolutely an awesome electric atmosphere. I loved it.
Jim Donovan, I think what he did, he had a stint at NBC. I don't know if you know this or can confirm it. But I think, Bulldog, the famous Jim Kelly quarterback dive against Miami.
89 in Miami, 89, the opener?
I think he has that game. Huh. But that's a long time ago. I want to look that up.
I'm glad you thought to mention that part of it, because that is definitely, and the parallel to Van is absolutely correct. It is a very emotional thing for a fan base to go through, and it happened just the day before the game. So good on you for mentioning it.
Ross, the Ravens lose. I mean, not everything went perfectly for the Bills, but they kind of cruise in Seattle. They have 6 wins, and second place in the AFC East is a 3-way tie with 2. I don't know, like... I don't know what the conversation we're headed to could be resting guys for multiple weeks in December. I mean, obviously it's not time for that yet, but they are getting they would say in horse racing, Bulldog's a big horse guy. They would say the Bills are having a dream trip this year so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the sense of what's happening with the other teams for sure, but that's not what's happening with the Chiefs. And I think if you're the Bills, it's not really just about winning the division. I think if the Chiefs, you know, are far enough ahead that there's no chance the Bills could get home field, I think that would be pretty interesting to see what the decision is there.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the things I don't like about the new playoff format. I think the number one seed is a little bit too important and a little too valuable that you get a bye, which is huge, and you get the home field advantage, and nobody else gets a bye. The flip side is, obviously, we saw what the Chiefs did last year, where I don't know what they were, the 3 or the 4 seed, and they went and won it anyway again. So you don't need to have it, but it's certainly good to have. I think the question would be, like, I think the Bills will keep going until the one seed's out of reach. If the one seed's out of reach, but the AFC East is locked up, I think there's a really fascinating conversation to be had about the value of seeds 2 through 4, and whether or not it's worth the injury risk, the wear and tear of playing your guys.
Yeah. We've already started last week. At one point, I was like, I feel like 2 to 3, I'm not worried. 3 to 4, I don't know. Like, it feels like a little too much to me. Because every other year that they've been in this spot, a similar spot, where the one, they're not going to get the one, but they're playing for the two, I'm like, go for it. You know, because you just never know what's going to happen, and just get the highest seed you can get, and I could defend that. Last year, Ross, they had to lean into Week 18 in Miami to even get the division and ultimately the 2 seed, as it turned out. But you had injuries in that game, and there's the value of the bye right there, because the Pittsburgh wildcard game, maybe the biggest loss they had in those 2 games, the season finale in Miami and then the Pittsburgh wildcard game, was Terrell Bernard, because they just did not have linebackers. They were already down Milano from earlier in the year. They just did not have linebackers, and Kansas City like averaged 9 yards a play or something against them, and I think missing Bernard was the big piece of that. And if they had gotten the benefit of the bye, Bernard wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Yep, and you know, it's so interesting that you say that, Bulldog, because I interviewed Brandon Bean today, and it's going to be on tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and he specifically referenced, you know, starting A.J. Klein in the game against the Chiefs last year in the playoffs, and having to start him. Like, he was, like, I guess, on an RV trip with his family.
He was about to leave, yes, right.
And or something like that, and he signed them, and, you know, he had to start against the Chiefs in, you know, one of the biggest games for the Bills in a long, long time. So I think, you know, that obviously is a real thing that happens, and I think whatever they can do to – I think, well, I guess the way I would describe it is, I think you go for the one seed. I think if you're going to be 2, 3, or 4, I'm actually okay with resting guys like week 18, and that is your bye, so to speak.
With Ross Tucker, obviously the butt here is, I mean, guys, it's not even November yet. Let's slow down. You know, thinking of all in context, Ross, like how. I mean, the opposite of this by asking, but sort of vulnerable do the Bills appear to be? Do they seem like impervious to a season where they get run down by one of these teams in the division? Maybe it's more about the other teams, right? I mean, Miami loses again. The Jets may be in shambles. How safe is it to talk like this, I guess, is the question.
Very, very safe to talk about winning the AFC East. I think sitting guys out and those type of things, I think that part of it's premature. But I think very safe to talk about winning the AFC. I mean, I cannot believe the Jets lost to the Patriots on Sunday. That's like one of the, speaking of any given Sunday, that's one of the most surprising losses I think I've ever seen. I don't know how that happens, but it did. And the Jets are done. I mean, the Jets are going to be fascinating. I can't ever think, and maybe you guys remember here, can you think of a team where they had a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame receiver, and they're playing like 5 to 8 games that are meaningless to just play out the string? I mean, it's going to be so weird when the Jets are like, 4-10, and Aaron Rodgers drops back to pass. It's just like, it doesn't even feel real, you know? And at that point, something weird's going to happen there, because at some point, Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, wait a minute, I don't know that I really want to be taking this injury risk. I don't know if this is really good to be out here. I mean, the whole situation is just going to be extremely uncomfortable for a lot of people, which is enjoyable for me because I'm in media now. And I don't care.
I'm very much riding in that car with you. I think if they get to 4-10, he has a hamstring injury. Like something is going to, maybe even well before that. Like if they aren't off the mat in any way in a couple of weeks, I envision him pulling the shoe.
That is a great call by you and something I am really going to be looking for and waiting for, because I just don't picture him playing those last three or four, however many games it is, when the games are totally, utterly meaningless. I mean, it's going to be fascinating.
Sorry. Is there a case to be made? There's a case to be made about anything. Would you be interested in making the case that they should trade Davante Adams before next Tuesday?
I think they could see how this game goes this week. Somehow Thursday night, they're favored against the Texans. I mean, isn't that something? I know it's a home game. I know it's a short week for the Texans, but the Jets have lost five games in a row, and they are favored at home against a pretty good Texans team. I don't know what that says. I don't know how much of that says they're just looking at the rosters, and you know, the Texans just lost Stephon Diggs with the torn ACL. I don't know if that's because the folks think, you know what, at some point they're going to be able to turn this around, they being the Jets, and they're not going to lose 10 games in a row, so this would be a game that they would turn. I don't know what it is, but I find that interesting. But if they lost that game, then what would they be, 2-7?
Right.
At that point? Then I think that you got to really consider everything. I mean, I saw someone suggest them trading Aaron Rodgers, which I thought was fascinating, to like a contending team, which actually makes a lot of sense because you can't bring him back next year. I mean, I just don't believe for a second that they're going to bring him back next year because it's going to be a new GM. It's going to be a new head coach. Those guys aren't going to want to have 42-year-old or whatever Aaron Rodgers calling the shots. So it would make sense to trade him. Now, I don't know that they would do that because that would look like they were throwing the towel in for the season, but that's what they should do. That is what they should do. That's what I would do. I would trade Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers because you're kind of starting from scratch next year anyway.
The Jets did bury Houston last year, if that means anything. And at 2-6,
yes, I saw that. I know. It doesn't mean anything to me.
And at 2-6, their point differential is only -20. I mean, there are teams with winning records probably that are better than that, and Houston's is only +9. So through at 6-2, so through 8 games in that particular statistic anyway, not too different. So what does it all add up to, Ross, in terms of the AFC? Kansas City's Kansas City, even though they don't often, at least offensively, look that impressive. The Bengals lose 2. The Ravens are at 3 losses. Should we be talking about the Steelers or some other team here? Like, how many teams could you see in the AFC literally like winning the conference?
Right now, I would say 3. I would say I can see the Bills doing it. I can see the Chiefs doing it. I can see the Ravens doing it. I think just on the outside looking in would be the Steelers and the Texans. It's not impossible for them, but I don't see them winning 3 playoff games. I don't see them, you know, beating back-to-back weeks, you know, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. I don't see that being the case. I do think the Ravens are really good, despite that loss on Sunday. And I do think that the Bills are really good. And I think that they both have a terrific chance to knock off the Chiefs. But the Chiefs remain like just an unbelievable statistical outlier to me because, you know, so many of their playoff wins have come, and we've talked about this before, but have come down to one score games. And like, you could go to each one of those games and point to a play here or a play there that if it went the other way, the Bills win, or if it went the other way, the Ravens win, or whatever, which is fascinating.
But it keeps happening, right?
But it keeps happening. So it's like whatever the normal odds are to win those games, those situations, let's say it's 50-50. Let's even give them a bit of the doubt, 60-40. It feels like the Chiefs are like 90-10.
Yeah.
You know, they had that one loss to the Bengals in the AFC Championship game, and that's the only one, right, over the last 4 years, other than when over the last 5 years, other than when they got blown out by the Bucs in the Super Bowl. That was kind of a different deal. That was not a one-score game. But all those one-score games, and there's been a lot of them the last 5 years, they've only lost one of them. It's just wild.
Right. Ross Tucker, Insider Calls.
I don't know. Sorry, Mike. I don't know if that means that's just who they are and they always find a way to win, or if they've won more than their fair share. Yep. And this year they're due for a loss. But I really, really, like a lot of people did, really thought last year was the year. I mean, I really thought there's no way they're going to go to Buffalo and to Baltimore and win both those games.
I will be that guy betting against them again as the moving truck pulls into my driveway with the back open, taking all my stuff. Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I want to make sure we get a minute in here on Anthony Richardson and what happened with him on Sunday in Houston, the Colts quarterback. You know, tapping out for the one play late in the game, close game, and a lot of people just don't really approve of that. Now he's being benched for that reason or others. I don't know, Ross. He's had 10 starts. This is a top 5 overall pick. Is this really, like, good process here by the Colts, or is that kind of thing the kind of thing that maybe is a bigger deal to a team than I might think?
Well, so first of all, I mean, the tapping out thing is absolutely incredible. I mean, I've been 45 years on this earth. I've never seen a quarterback tap out of a football game like that at any level. Like Pop Warner, all the way through the NFL, I've never seen like, I'm tired, I got to come out. So I don't know what's more interesting to me is like, the fact that his conditioning is so poor that after a play like that, he felt like he needed to come out. I mean, have you guys ever seen Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray play? That's every play for those guys.
Right.
And it's a lot of plays for Josh Allen. And he's big like Anthony. Josh Allen, over his dead body, would he come out and tap out like that? So, number one, I'm like in awe of the conditioning. Number two, I can't believe he actually did it. Like, I can't believe he actually thought this is a good idea. I'm going to tap out. And then number three, after the game, right, he didn't seem to think there was anything wrong about it. He was just like, yeah, I was tired, so I just came out for play. Thought I needed to, like, I mean, that's probably the most concerning, and he doesn't realize how bad of a look it is. And then for the Colts, he just kind of put them in an impossible spot. You know, You're asking, you know, 50-some guys to lay it on the line for you every week, and it's really hard to stand up in front of all these grown men who are doing damage to their bodies and taking risk and not give them the guy that clearly gives them the best chance for the reward of a victory in favor of a guy that not only tapped out but has some of the most hilarious stat lines week after week. I mean, like, yesterday I saw, or Sunday I saw, at one point he was 2 for 14 for 87 yards and a touchdown. I mean, I'd never heard of that.
Yeah.
2 for 14, 87 yards and a touchdown. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable. And so, I think listen,
yeah,
if Flacco plays well and they go to the playoffs or whatever, great. If they're out of it or Flacco plays poor, then they'll put him back in. either way, on some level, I think the Colts were doing the right thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how much I think you have a pretty good idea how much the Bills players right away got behind Josh Allen here. Like it seemed very genuine, and like I'm you know, after all these years in this job, skeptical of how it sometimes can sound, but it seemed entirely believable and genuine that they would follow that guy anywhere. I feel like guys on the Colts right now will be looking at each other going like, our quarterback doesn't know how football works. What are we doing here?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, the guy is 6'5", 250, runs a 4.4 40, and has the strongest arm in the NFL, and he didn't start as a sophomore at University of Florida in college. Like that's a gigantic red flag. That guy should start from the day he walks on campus. You know, I mean, something's very, very wrong there.
Ross, thank you. What are your weekend plans? Halloween, too, by the way. You've got your family in your car maybe here? I mean, what do we do on Halloween?
Yeah, I got my daughters. I always pick them up from dance. It's a sad year because they're splitting up. So it's the first year that we're not all together. They have different friend groups, so I've been crying myself to sleep at night, every night. Still deciding who mom's going with, who dad's going with. And then I'll drive up to West Point for Air Force at Army noon on CBS. My only trip to West Point this year, so really looking forward to it.
Let's go.
I saw a picture today. I think some Air Force, are they cadets? What are the Air Force? The people?
Yes.
Okay. I think they got in the upper deck of the stadium, and Air Force was spelled out in the upper deck of the Army stadium.
Oof.
No. Army people snuck in and made it Chair Force instead of Air Force, which is like a knock because Army is the people actually on the ground,
right?
The infantry, and the Air Force is just the ones flying the planes, dropping them off. It's like the knock.
We got to let you go, but I went there last year and thought of you because I think you've said how much you love broadcasting from there, from West Point.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Very good. Well, enjoy that. Halloween, make the best of it. We'll talk next week.
Awesome. See you guys.
All right. It's our man, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider Calls, are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Another thing I can't buy for the 42 cents from the Jets bet cash out.
Mayo.
Maybe a scoop. Two scoops at the most. Enough for one sandwich. Somebody else is going to have to buy it, and then I'm just going to have to take whatever percentage of the right. jar. It's 42 cents worth. All right, we've been talking MVP stuff today, the AFC. Are you ready to talk about late season rest strategy stuff? It does seem, I mean, it's still October. 803-0550 for your takes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at Roswell Park today. This is WGR.